It was not Dan Marley. It was not Kevin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
If you answered by 9:26:50, Charles Barkley, you were correct as the first Phoenix Suns player to win the NBA
MVP.
So we'll sort through.
Sir Charles.
We'll pull everyone that said Charles Barkley before 9:26:50 and pull a random winner, and we'll send you tickets to next Saturday's game. If you'd like to join the broadcast, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We often cover a lot of listener emails during the broadcast. We were heavy on emails, but none of them, the questions were, can I get a 2019 home maintenance calendar? If you missed it, that was delayed. I accidentally threw away the copy that they needed to use for print, thinking that, well, we've got revisions, so another copy is going to be made, but apparently that's not how it worked.
We also had a request for the address to send Rosie a get well card, too, as well.
Yes.
So we have a few of those.
P.O. Box 14487, Scottsdale 85267. And we had a number of people congratulating LSU on the win last week. Did you go?
I did not. I you know what? I made a pot of black eyed peas for good luck. And doggone it, it worked. LSU won.
We did. We took the whole kids. It was the first time the kids got to see LSU play.
What did they think?
They all loved it. They all want to go to Baton Rouge now and into Death Valley.
The real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah, they need to be prepared for that.
See, I got six tickets to the Fiesta Bowl for less than $400. It's going to cost me $4,000 to take out the whole family to Death Valley for a home game at night.
I found this LSU shirt for Rosie that's got the Fiesta Bowl patch on it. And I'm over at the Fiesta Bowl offices. And it never crossed my mind I could have bought a ticket there to go to the game.
Ah.
You know, they did have some available.
So, but it'll be worth it. We'll get the kids down there for a night at Death Valley.
Rosie watched it in full LSU regalia and absolutely loved every minute of it.
And Dad gets to move to the next stage of recovery. So he'll be...
Boudin biscuits?
Yeah, there you go.
Boudin biscuits. They think it's a week maybe two before he can... finally come home, so we're very excited to see his progress along the recovery.
Very excited.
If you've missed it, he was in a rollover in what they call a UTV. If you picture an ATV, it's like it's got handlebars like a motorcycle, but four wheels. A UTV has a steering wheel like a car and is either a two- or four-passenger vehicle. Generally has a roll cage, and this one did. He was buckled into the back seat. It was a rented vehicle, so it had a governor on it, and the passenger of the vehicle and Rosie both say the driver was not going reckless or out of control. It just caught funny, and the front stopped and brought the back over. So if you picture that, the front of the vehicle stopping and the back going, Rosie was in the back, so it traveled the farthest and hit the hardest.
That was October 17th.
Yeah.
And been a long recovery, but he is to the point where it's all strengthening. All systems are go. He's chomping at the bit, you know, making phone calls, wanting to know what's up.
It was so very strange taking a call from Rosie in his office.
Lance and I
last night.
Lance and I heard that in the hallway yesterday, and it hit me like 20 minutes later. Went, wait, you just talked with Rosie?
So great to hear his voice again.
Took a call from Rosie from his office.
Yeah, I took one from his Raptor.
You can his truck.
Yeah.
So you can go to caringbridge.org and type in Rosie's recovery, and Mom's got the journal listings there of the accident and the recovery process, and this last post from January 2nd. Off of everything. You know, there was a time he was on feeding tubes and ventilators and
multiple
gosh
stuff.
Knows what. Yeah. There's so many wires he's off
could
of all of
find
that.
Him.
And they're moving him to a rehab facility to rebuild his strength. That's the biggest thing now. You know, he's sitting on you're constricted to a bed for so long, and there's going to be a lot of muscle rebuilding to do. So we're excited that he's excited.
Well, the reason I know he's on the way to recover, like full recovery, is because he's breaking the rules. Well, that doesn't apply to me. I don't need anybody to stand up. I don't need anybody over here. They're ready to kick him out.
Good, 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 good. Well, I think he's ready to be kicked out. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to having him on the broadcast. In the meantime, this is the 9 o'clock hour, open line hour. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin? This third segment of the break, we generally have our weekly how-tos. I don't have my calendar, so I honestly stepped in a little unprepared because I threw away the drafts, and I don't even have a copy of what our home maintenance tip of the week would be, but this will be the segment of the broadcast. You can count on that for the rest of the year. And it's one thing designed to teach you on what to do for your house to keep up with the maintenance. One of the things that, you know, our goal as homeowners that isn't achieved overnight. It's not achieved without blood, sweat, pain, and finance. But if we could live and manage our homes and our properties, that it was good enough to go on the market tomorrow, you could sell it without having to do anything. If you can live and maintain your home that way, that should be your goal as a homeowner, whether you never sell it.
It's a nice thing to come home to, and it frees you up to go do the more fun things in life, make those memories we talk about. And the tip has to do with storing your holiday decor.
I was going to say, we just had a call about the CFI and the holiday lights and whatnot, so it ties in.
Oh, it's about storing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I can run with that. So, and what you were mentioning with Homezada, what we've done is we started building it and then found that there was already a digital platform for it, so we licensed it for the state of Arizona. You just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app and give you a detail about it. And the free portion of it, it lets you inventory your home so you can keep track of all the value. And it will blow your mind when you start putting the value of everything in your home. I mean, you put in furniture, you put in your silverware, you put in your artwork. I didn't even think I had anything of value to put in, but once I started detailing, I'm like, holy cow, you wouldn't believe how much is invested in just the inventory items of our home. So that portion's free, and it's a great tool if there's ever a disaster, you've got a water leak, you need an insurance claim, a burglary, whatever the case may be, you've got a complete real-time, once you get it uploaded, you know, that's all the part that takes the longest, but then updating it as you invest is very easy. So you've got a pretty real-time, up-to-date digital resource that you can log on anywhere and get should you need to file an insurance claim. The premium subscription, which is like $5 a month, if you do the full year, if you go month-to-month at $7, then it opens up what we're interested in is the home maintenance aspect. You can also manage projects on it if you're doing remodels or room additions, let you plan a pool addition, whatever the case may be. But the home maintenance is our biggest focus, and it will help you then tailor what needs to be done to your home. If you don't have a pool, all the pool stuff is irrelevant. If you don't have an attic because you've got a flat roof, that's a different set of criteria. So it lets you customize the maintenance to your specific home to keep up with it week over week, month over month, year over year. And it also helps send you, if you synchronize that with your phone, the calendar will send you push notifications, reminder, this is what you have to do this weekend. You can assign it to different family members in the home. It'll help you remember to stop at the hardware store and what supplies you need to get this done so that we keep on top of it, because then we are not a slave to our home. You know how crippling it is to be under a honey-do list that's miles long. And you go, if you've ever been in the situation, you've had to sell and you've had to compromise on the price of the home because this wasn't done or that wasn't done, or they questioned how good a shape this product or not product, but you know, the roof or the air conditioning or whatever. This allows you to stay on top of that and ahead of that. And then at the point, if you ever do sell it, it'll give you a huge competitive advantage to a home in your neighborhood that may not have this kind of detail, because it gives the buyer the assurance that this is a properly maintained home and I'm not stepping into the money pit. We really feel this is the future of home ownership at Rosie on the House. And if you want to get to that position where you can live and manage your home, that you could sell it at any given moment, any given day, this tool will help you get there. So we'll talk about our weekly home too. I don't have enough time this break to get into proper storage of holiday decor. So we'll go to Diane in Glendale wants to talk about, a testimonial. Welcome, Diane. Okay, you know what? Let me try. Line one's a little sticky.
Oh, can you hear me?
There you are, Diane. Go
can
ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Maybe, but she can't hear us, so we'll try it again a little bit later. It's Rosie on the House to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Texter came in, says, they're glad to hear their prayers for Rosie are being answered. Can't wait to have them back, and we're looking forward to it as well. So we'll keep y'all up to date with his recovery. And we're not going to give any guesstimations on time. It's going to be at his pace and his speed. But just like they told us, once you get out of ICU, things are going to go quick. They did. He's moving now a couple weeks later into rehab. They say once you get there, things go quicker. We're looking forward to that. And I would say probably by the end of the month, we could give you some guesstimations on when we can expect to see Rosie back, if not by then.